demand a right to also re-examine Mr. Mahlangu. Because this is new evidence which was presented to us during our cross-examination.
Thank you. Advocate Shabalala, for raising and placing your objection in this regard on record. Advocate Mayosi.
Thank you, Chair. If I could just clarify, firstly, this is not our witness. This is not that kind of proceeding where we are counsel who are calling witnesses who must come and present our version. This witness is here to assist the committee. When we engaged this witness as evidence leader...
Maybe you meant that this is a witness that has been placed here by evidence leaders.
Yes.
In that context. That has not proceed.
Yes. I just want to clarify again that when we engaged this witness, we told this witness that our task is to elicit, in fact, we were talking to him because he's specifically mentioned in the charge, but our task is to elicit information which could be both exculpatory of the PP, but which could also confirm the charges against the PP. This witness's evidence, in fact, does not appear to be one that confirms the charges against the PP. So I can see no objection to him coming to assist the committee in relation to the task at hand. If Mr. Shabalala feels...
Then he has made a decision.
Can I complete?
Go ahead.
Okay. Can I?
I did not stop you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. It's not the intention of the evidence leaders to appear to cross-examine the witness. The purpose of this questioning was to pursue questions of clarity in relation to issues that arose in the main from cross-examination, but also from the questions that were raised by the members, and which issues are relevant to the motion that this committee is tasked with determining.
And I'd ask a question, how far are you from wrapping up?
I have two issues, two small issues away from wrapping up.
Okay.
You mentioned Mr. Ndoh in your, I don't know if it was during your cross-examination or during the questions with the members, but you mentioned him as somebody that you worked with.
Yes. I was making an example when the questions around people who have been there since time immemorial was raised, and whether they had an element of entitlement or not.
Yes, I just wanted to check with Advocate Mayosi whether she was done with the Bafani Baloyi issue. I wasn't done with it. I had just one question there, but I'm under a bit of a rush now to... should I...
Proceed.
Okay.
Just promise me you have what last two questions.
Yes, it's been
and I'm about to make a ruling on that.
Yes, thank you.
Don't be diverted by Honorable
Konde. Sorry, Mr. Mahlangu, you're aware that Mr. Ndoh, charges were brought against him on 14 November 2018 after he had resigned, some 2 weeks or so before he was to complete his notice period. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not aware.
Okay. So you didn't make the decision to charge Mr. Ndoh?
If I had made a decision, there would be a document with my signature or the memo that came to my office. Or let me say, I don't remember that. I don't remember charging Mr. Ndoh. But you can assist the sharing the evidence of that. Then I will confirm.
Okay. Just to complete the question relating to Ms. Baloyi, did you ever sit down with her on a one-on-one and manage her performance during that probationary period?
Yes, we did go through the probationary period, and then, like I said before, I made my notes on her probationary report with her.
The last issue the investigation into the leakage of information where Mr. Matlawe and Mr. Kekana were investigated. You remember that?
Yes.
You engaged the services of the Alim Khashwa attorneys on the 7th of March 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And they in turn engaged consultants and they delivered a report dated 12th of July 2019. Do you recall that?
Yeah, I think when we were busy flighting earlier, the dates were there, yes.
Yeah. Are you aware that the full cost of that investigation was more than 1.1 million rand?
Yeah, it was around, the figure was around it.
Okay. Thank you, that's all.
Yeah. Thank you, Advocate Mayosi. We have reached the end of the inquiry session today. Before I excuse you, Mr. Mahlangu, I want to thank you for availing yourself. And you've explained yourself throughout the day, the rationale, why you came here. We're not going to answer that question that was asked from you about whether your expectations have been fulfilled. But to thank you, on behalf of this committee for your contributions, spending time with us answering the questions in all of the 3 and 4 sessions that we have had with you. Do you have anything to say before I excuse you?
Chair, I can only say thanks for the opportunity. I hope that my contribution is going to help the community to arrive at the right decision about this matter. That's all I can say. Thank you very much to all the members and the evidence leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vusi Sole Mahlangu. You are now excused. And to all colleagues,
I am Vusi Sunny Boy.
Masani Sunny Boy.
Yes.
So don't you go so early. Thank you very much. And before I pause, I do see the hand of Advocate Tshabalala. I want to recognize you.
Yes, Mr. Chair. You still owe us a ruling. We raised objections and there was no ruling to our objection and a request to also re-examine the witness, failing which we going to reserve the right to recall the witness.
Thank you, Advocate Tshabalala. I did respond in a manner that, in fact, even before you raised your hand, I would have asked the evidence leaders to come to a close and wrap up what they were doing. I've noted your objection about what you referred as a restarting of cross-examination. They would have given a response to Advocate Mayosi about their own understanding and the relevance of this issue, basically disputing the fact that you would have referred to them as, you would have referred to this as cross-examination. So the dispute is therefore noted in that regard. I certainly, because I've just now excused Mr. Mahlangu. Certainly, to whatever point when you feel like there would be an outstanding issue, I'm sure you would raise that with us at that point.
Thank you, Mr.
Over to you. Thank you. Thank you, Advocate Tshabalala.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, colleagues, honorable members, and everybody else. The hearing is adjourned. Thank you.